Russia's education system isn't the only institution coming under scrutiny these days. The country's poor aviation record is being called into question after a plane crash yesterday near the city of Yaroslavl, northeast of Moscow. The crash claimed the lives of 43 passengers and crew. And those passengers? On board the plane was the entire squad of one of Russia's top ice hockey teams, Lokomotiv Yaroslavl. The World's Clark Boyd reports.
Lokomotiv Yaroslavl fans laid flowers and candles outside the team's home stadium all through the night. And today, there was a church service held in Yaroslavl to honor those who had died. Russian President Dmitry Medvedev visited the crash site in Yaroslavl. He called the accident a huge loss for the whole country and for all hockey fans. That sentiment was echoed by this Yaroslavl resident named Yelena. We have lost some wonderful people, she said, great players and great sportsmen. It's tragic. Lokomotiv Yaroslavl is considered one of Russia's top teams. It's not hard to find YouTube videos sporting the team's red, white, and blue colors, and of course, the signature Lokomotiv. The team's roots stretch back to the late 1940s, but it was never really a powerhouse during the Soviet era. Fortunes changed in the 1990s, and the team won its first league championship in 1997 as Torpedo Yaroslavl. Then in 2000, the team was purchased by the Russian State Railway, says Rafael Sakov of the BBC's Russian service.
The club was renamed because of this. In 2000, it became Lokomotiv, and the financial support was huge, and a lot of popular players from different countries and also from the National Hockey League came to Russia, came to Lokomotiv Yaroslavl. This team was very huge.
That was a great experience, one that I treasured. I learned a lot. It was a very special time for me.
NHL veteran Brett Hauer played for Lokomotiv Yaroslavl during the 2006-2007 season.
I mean, I didn't know a lot about the league. I didn't know a lot about the city. But I spoke to several people that knew about the city, said it was one of the best organizations, treated their players professionally, whether you were from the United States, Sweden, Canada, wherever. And obviously that reputation has lived on because you see the number of national players from all the other countries that are playing there.
The list of the dead reflects the global scope and talent of the team. There's Pavel Dimitra, a three-time NHL All-Star from Slovakia. Goalie Stefan Liv won Olympic gold with the Swedish national team in 2006. There were three members of the Czech national team. The coach, Canadian Brad McCrimmon, played in more than 1,000 NHL games. Again, Brett Hauer.
Athletes are going to still come, follow the superstars that are there now, and there's going to be more coming in the future. So I do see that the organization, I'm sure, will rebuild, but we'll never be able to replace the people that were on this team this year.
And it's not just Lokomotiv Yaroslavl that will have to rebuild. Two members of Russia's national ice hockey team were on the plane that went down yesterday. Two players from Russia's world champion youth team were also killed. Sad news as the country looks ahead to hosting the Winter Olympics 3 years from now. For the World, this is Clark Boyd.